From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. American teenagers say email is passé, and talking on the phone, well, that's for parents. With friends, they prefer to let their fingers do the talking, actually their thumbs. New research out today finds 3 out of 4 teenagers now have cell phones, and they're using them to send lots of text messages. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
As classes let out at Bethesda Chevy Chase High School in Maryland, students are tapping on their phones before they even reach the exit. The Pew Research Center and the University of Michigan find the average teen sends about 50 texts a day. A third send double that. But even they have nothing on 17-year-old Sierra Koenig. Her grandfather once analyzed her phone bill. The total? 300 texts a day. What about?
I mean, talk about everything. What's going on? Or hey, or meet me here, or something. Usually they're actually dumb texts, not even worth it, but...
But she likes sending them anyway. Asking, when do you text, feels like a dumb question. The answer is, all the time. In fact, as I interview Koenig and two friends, they keep texting while we talk. In Los Angeles, Harvard Westlake High School considered an outright ban last year. Nene Halkett has taught history there for 2 decades. As she sees her students increasingly immersed in texting, she finds them increasingly shy and awkward in personal encounters.
They can get up the courage to ask you for an extension on a test or something like that on the computer, but they won't come and speak to you face-to-face about it.
But researcher Amanda Lenhart says teens are also strategic about when not to text.
We heard from teens who said, you know, when I want the yes, I'll go to the phone because my parents can hear my voice and I can kind of wheedle and I can charm them, and that's how I'm going to get what I want.
The art of conversation, still alive and well.